This is State of the Union, the DC 37 radio show on 91.5 WNYE FM. I'm Chris Policano. DC 37 is New York City's largest public employee union with 125,000 members and 50,000 retirees. We're part of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, also known as AFSCME. We're on the air Sundays at 8 p.m. We rebroadcast on Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m. We're also now available on podcast on iTunes. You simply go to the podcast app on your iPhone or iPad and search for DC 37 State of the Union. And there are now more ways to stay in touch with your union. You can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can always check out our new website, www.dc37.net. And every month, keep a lookout for your union newspaper, the Public Employee Press, in your mailbox. And in 1971, the DC 37 Education Fund helped make it possible for thousands of DC 37 members to improve their academic skills, language knowledge, technical skills, and clerical skills. It has prepared members for civil service examinations and provided financial help and guidance in their higher education endeavors. Tonight, we've got Diallo Shabazz. You are the director of the Education Fund.
I'm the chief administrator of the Education Fund at DC 37.
Welcome to the show.
It's good to be here.
There have been, I don't like the term very unique or more unique. I like the term unique. And I don't know if it is unique, but it clearly is a leader in terms of a union taking a role in helping move the members up in terms of education.
Yeah, it's imperative. I mean, and before I even talk about what the Education Fund does, let me talk about how important the work is. You know, in every large American city, you know, there are important basic services and resources that should be available to the residents who are there. You know, you need schools and libraries for education. You need hospitals to heal the sick, roads and bridges for people to drive on. You need parks and public spaces for families to relax in. In the 21st century, you also need an information technology infrastructure for every single city agency to power all of those resources. And at every single stage of the way, you want people working there who are trained and qualified to do their job. These are public servants. And over the past 40 years, the DC 37 Education Fund has played a very important role in making sure that the public servants across New York City working in all those spaces are qualified to do their job.
And we did this. I mean, this is, again, this is something that we did more than 40 years ago because we saw that it was important. It was important that we have an educated workforce. And since that time, we have changed. We have grown. We have struggled even to make this work. And what are we doing now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, actually in the 70s and 80s, you know, what a lot of American corporations did and what a lot of government agencies did is they began to scale back their own internal training and development. You know, they just wanted to hire qualified workers or hire them from other companies. You have an influx of immigrants coming into the country to fill higher skilled jobs. And there's nothing wrong with that. You just want to make sure that the people who are living in those cities also have an opportunity to have those jobs. And so over the past 40 years, the Education Fund helped to accomplish a few different things. You know, one of them was in the 70s and 80s when New York City really began to put a premium, you know, on making sure that each city worker had at least a basic education. They really wanted to make sure that people had a GED. DC 37 Education Fund played a role in making sure that people receive their GEDs to qualify them for jobs, you know, their basic math and reading and writing skills. In the 1990s, you know, when most government agencies began throwing away the typewriters, the old Mavis Beacon training that people were tortured to study while they were in high school, and started transitioning towards computers. DC 37 Education Fund trained tens of thousands of people during that time period to make sure they understood how to use a computer, how to use the software, and how to use it in an efficient and effective way for their job. And so now here we are at the dawn of the 21st century. And the question is, what do we need to be doing today as a union education fund, as a city, to make sure that the people who are in these jobs have the training that they need and are able to move forward in their careers as well for their own edification and for their family support?
One of the things that we've always known, that we have learned at the union, also at the national level across the country, is that union members are very busy. They're very busy folks, and they don't always pay as close attention to what we would like them to pay attention to, such as even the services that are offered. So even though I believe that we've been interfacing with hundreds of thousands of folks, there are 125,000 members at DC 37. So we are constantly trying to get them to know what is available. And I believe that we're reaching deeper into the union now to try to get folks to be aware of education fund classes. For example, I didn't know for a while I was working here that the education fund is not necessarily a fund. It's a thing that offers courses, that it is a place. It is a state of mind. It is a number of things. It is not a grant-making place.
It's not a place where organizations come to get money out of to go off and create their own programs. You know, what we've done is we have created an institution that provides training opportunities and certification opportunities for members. So we have members that work across 1,000 different job titles, from architects and engineers to cooks in the school kitchen, to crossing guards, to the zookeepers, you know, who sometimes, believe it or not, maybe people who clean up the zoos, or the people who have PhDs that, you know, are the primatologists that are managing the animals there. We have people that work in sanitation, people that are paraprofessionals in schools. And many times, they need two different things. One, they need to make sure they have the training to make sure they're qualified to do their current job. And so the Education Fund offers courses for that, or continuing education credits, or making sure that people can maintain their licenses. And we also offer what are called career pathway opportunities, which are training opportunities so that people can go back to school and either get their high school equivalency, which is the new replacement for the GED. People can work on their associates or their bachelor's or their master's degrees. They can take courses at their leisure and based on their own availability. You know, we're all busy. You know, we have families, we have a lot of things going on after hours and weekends, and we have courses available later in the day. You know, they start 5-6 o'clock in the evening that you can take place either at DC 37 headquarters or at some of our college partners around the city. We partner with a number of different colleges, including some CUNY schools, to make sure that if you live in the Bronx, you know, or you live in Queens or in Brooklyn and Staten Island, you don't necessarily have to come into Manhattan to take a course. And so making courses available for members where they live and where they work is important to make sure that they have access to what they need to move forward in their careers.
We're talking to Education Fund Administrator Diallo Shabazz. You're talking about the relationship with CUNY. That didn't just happen. You know, we're getting smarter about making these connections because the DC 37 headquarters is in Lower Manhattan. We have folks who live all across the city. And as you say, it's very, and also the resources of CUNY are profound in terms of, you know, locations and in terms of courses and in terms of what's available. So how did that come about?
Well, you know, CUNY is it's the largest local college system in the country. They have about 24 schools. And over the past decade, they've done a lot of their own internal restructuring to make sure that students can transfer credits or themselves from one CUNY school to the next so that there's more of a centralized model of how CUNY operates. What we've been doing is broadening our partnerships with CUNY schools so we can offer more different types of courses. Right now, there are three different types of courses that we offer through DC 37. The first type are basic academic courses. You know, these are the basic things that anyone needs, no matter what kind of job you have, to make sure you're a successful worker. You need math, reading, writing. You may need some basic computer skills, which may include how to use a computer, and also some Microsoft Office skills, the Word, Excel, PowerPoint, some of the industry standards that people will use in some of their government jobs. We also offer some basic foreign language courses. We offer Spanish, we offer French, we offer Mandarin, we offer American Sign Language, we offer English as a second language. And we offer some of these language courses not because we're trying to turn members into professional translators, they can go work at the UN. We have a number of people that work in jobs in different parts of the city where they say, if I know a little bit of Spanish and a little bit of French or a little bit of Mandarin, it helps me do my job.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is New York City. This is the most international city in the world.
Absolutely. And so if you have people, for example, I caught up with a friend of mine recently who unfortunately had a heart attack. And he was telling me about his adventure that day from being hurt to being healed. And as he was explaining to me what happened. I said, you know, I think that you had a lot of interactions that day with DC 37 members.
Right.
When you fell down with your heart attack on the street, someone called 911. And the person who answered that phone was most likely a DC 37 member who'd been trained to do dispatch work and may have even known a little bit of Spanish or Mandarin, so they could ask where it hurts and where you are. They dispatch the ambulance. The ambulance gets there. The EMT worker that gets out may be someone who's been trained in CPR. They may have a CNA license. They're going to try to stabilize you and take you to the hospital. When you get to the hospital, and we've all seen this on ER, the ambulance pulls up, the back door is open, the person comes out on the stretcher. The person who receives them right there is usually not the doctor. It's usually a nurse's aide. It's a medical assistant. That person is usually a DC 37 member who may have been trained in EKG or phlebotomy. EKG is the electrocardiogram, the certificate, so they can look at your vitals on the screen, the little blip that goes up and down. And the phlebotomy is training someone so they're authorized to take blood so they can take your vitals. That may have been someone who was trained through the education fund. While you're being pulled into the operating room, someone is handing your contact information, your wallet, off to a medical billing professional who can make sure, and these are public hospitals, who are required to treat you whether you have health insurance or not. But someone's making sure they can identify who you are, see if you have health insurance. And since every hospital is a business and many hospitals right now have funding problems, they want to make sure that if they can bill someone for that, they can. And so that helps make sure that the hospital is available for other folks. And so at every step of the way, there were DC 37 members who've been trained to be there. And we offer a number of those courses through the Education Fund to make sure that if you are a city resident, whether you think about these services or not, when you need them, they're there. And when that happens, you want qualified people who are ready to receive you and get you what you need.
You just described in wonderful detail the next DC 37 video. That's a great.
Hopefully not live.
No, not live.
Yeah. And some actors to stand in.
And making sure that everybody works out, that everything works out just fine at the end of that day. But that's an amazing description of how the different ways in which DC 37 members serve the city.
Yeah, and I was talking about some of the basic academic courses as the three types of courses we provide. You know, so I talked about the basic reading, writing, math, some of the foreign language courses, the computer courses. I also started to get into some of the technical courses, which are the second type of courses we offer, the industry-specific technical courses. So the EKG phlebotomy certification might be for health professionals. We have computer classes for computer professionals. You have a number of technical courses in parks, in hospitals that are available for members. We have people who are architects and engineers that may need to take courses on bridges, you know, or even budgeting allocations for maintaining those types of city resources. And then the third type of courses that we offer are labor education courses. You know, and obviously as a labor union, we have a vested interest in making sure that we're helping to help build and develop the next generation of labor leaders. So we have individuals who may say, I need some additional training in conflict resolution or public speaking. I need to know about the history of the impact that labor has had on America. I may need to know how to run a meeting. You know, what are Robert's Rules of Order is about? And so in addition to providing these standalone courses and workshops across all those three different types, basic academics, technical courses, and labor education, at every stage of the way, you can get some certifications in those different areas. For a number of them, you can get an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, or a master's degree. We also offer a tuition reimbursement program through the Education Fund. Every single member who qualifies, that's a member of DC 37, will receive up to $800 in reimbursement funds to take a course or two throughout the year. It doesn't seem like a lot of money, but many of our members are working full-time anyway, so they can't take a full course load. So $800 really helps to offset the cost of taking one or two courses in the evenings throughout the year as you move towards your new certification or degree.
We're talking with Education Fund Administrator Diallo Shabazz. There is an open house coming up on the 19th, which is why I wanted you to come in and talk about it.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to having a lot of members with us next Tuesday, September 19th, from 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the DC 37 headquarters, 125 Barclay Street downtown. We're going to have our open house, which is an opportunity for members to come in and learn all about the Education Fund. What are the kinds of classes, courses that are available that people can register for, and they'll have an opportunity to register on the spot? Tuition reimbursement, what resources are available? Sometimes people say, you know, I want to go back to school, I want to do something different with my life, I want to get some additional training, but I'm not exactly sure what classes I should take. We're going to have some career counselors who are there, that people will be able to sit down with them and talk, you know, firsthand to help guide them through putting together a strategy for themselves. We also are going to have a number of our college partners that are available. Monroe College is going to be there. A number of the CUNY schools are going to be there. They're going to have tables set up to say, these are the types of courses that we offer. Some of the classes have only DC 37 members in them. Some are classes that people can kind of sign up for on their own and take at their convenience. But we're going to have college partners there as well. We want people to see that the Education Fund is not only one of the best workforce development training organizations in New York City, but also we're a part of a broader community that we've helped create and maintain of educational partners throughout the city who are all committed to making sure that DC 37 members, no matter when they work or where they work, have the education and training needed to do their job well.
I'm curious, how did you come to this?
Completely by mistake.
Okay.
And when I say like by mistake, I'm really talking about education in general. I was really interested in politics and civil rights. I started my career at the NAACP years ago when I moved to New York in 2002. Right after 9/11, actually. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, originally, and it was always a dream of mine to move to New York. After working there for a while, I really became invested in education. I was a youth field director. I worked with a lot of young people in high school and college, and I got very involved in trying to support education throughout New York City. You know, I helped to fund new libraries and playgrounds and computer labs and build out, I guess, what you could call STEM education, which is science, technology, engineering, math, or CTE education, which is how you prepare high school students for technical careers in everything from construction and architecture to media design and culinary arts. At some point along the way, I got involved in training adults as well. You know, a lot of that happened during what I would call kind of like this green jobs phase, you know, when people were really starting to focus on solar power and energy efficiency and green construction. We were working with a lot of individuals in the city who were chronically unemployed or underemployed. And so we're working with individuals who hadn't had a job for a long time, some individuals who may have been formerly incarcerated. And so if you live in a city like New York, in a city like New York with 8.5 million people, where everyone's kind of scrambling for space and resources, you want to make sure that at the very least, I mean, everyone that you run into has an opportunity to succeed. Otherwise, they may try to take some of your success.
That's absolutely right.
If you can prepare people for jobs that are available now, jobs that are on the horizon with a good curriculum, using what we call andragogy, which is people are familiar with pedagogy. If you have kids, you go into a school and teachers talk about pedagogy, how you train kids. Pedagogy is for youth, andragogy is for adults. It's like, what are the best ways to teach adults different subject areas? And so we started coming up with some of the best ways to teach adults some of these technical skills, looking at what certifications were necessary so that people have an opportunity to take whatever courses that interest them. But if you're interested in building your career, there are probably certain courses that you should take that would move you along that continuum, almost like you have a plan, a trajectory. And so one of the things we're doing at the DC 37 Education Fund is creating career pathways, you know, a career ladder program so that no matter what your job title is among the 1,000 job titles we support, you'll be able to understand what you need to know to do your current job well and what you can learn and get certified in to move you forward along in your career. And so when I had an opportunity to come to DC 37, it was really kind of a homecoming because it was a merger of so many different things that have been a part of my career. You know, civil rights is really about social justice. It's about making sure that people are treated fairly, that people have a right to good jobs that pay good wages, that provide a good amount of service for the people that are in New York City. It's about making sure that you understand the value that every single adult has and the impact that they can have on society, and making sure that you train them to do those jobs well. So those are some of the experiences I had that brought me here. And right now, I think that based on our current leadership under Henry Garrido and some of the great work being done by our local presidents, I really think the sky's the limit.
Well, that went by very quickly. I think I asked a question there at some point. No. You're a good man. Listen, here's the question I have for you. We have talked for 20 minutes, and I don't have a phone number. We have not given out, folks. How do you get in touch with the DC 37 Ed Fund?
Two ways. Well, I see three ways. I mean, if you're a member, you can always stop by our office, which is on the 8th floor, 125 Barclay Street. You can email us at edfund@dc37.net. That's E-D-F-U-N-D at dc37.net. And you can also call us at 212-815-1700. Again, that's 212-815-1700.
And if you want to pursue further information, you can also check out the DC 37 website, www.dc37.net. Diallo Shabazz is the Education Fund Administrator for DC 37. Sir, it was a pleasure talking to you.
It was great being here. We have a lot of work to do, and we're looking forward to meeting people at our open house next week. Please make sure, if you're a member, you come out and join us.
And you will be back.
Absolutely.
And we'll be right back.
Were you a September 11th responder or volunteer? Were you present at the dust cloud on 9/11? Do you live, work, or go to school in the New York City disaster area on 9/11 or in the following months? Do you now suffer from problems such as chronic cough, shortness of breath, anxiety, depression, or have other symptoms? If so, you may be eligible for the World Trade Center Health Program and could receive medical monitoring and treatment at no out-of-pocket cost to you. To learn more about the program and get an application, go to www.cdc.gov/WTC or call 1-888-982-4748. If you were there, you deserve care. Call today. 1-888-982-4748. 1-888-982-4748. If you were there, you deserve care.
We're back. This is State of the Union, the District Council 37 radio show on 91.5 WNYE FM. I'm Chris Policano. Our next guest was on the show last week, DC 37 Political Action Director Jeremy John. We were talking about the importance of getting involved in the elections. And welcome back to the show, brother.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me back.
So how did we do?
We had a very successful primary day. Not only did the mayor win and the public advocate win, but we focused on five city council districts, four of which we won. So we're very, very happy and proud of our accomplishment on primary day.
Now, that's the result of strategery. I mean, we focused on those council districts for a reason. Why don't we talk a little bit about that?
So one of the benefits that DC 37 has is not only are we the largest municipal union in the city, the story goes that there is a DC 37 member on every single block. And that is very much a fact in various parts of the city. So the district that we chose this year was based on our member density. And we have districts that have as much as 5,500 members and their family members in it. And we focused on those districts where we can maximize our direct voter contact methodology with our membership, getting them to turn out on behalf of our endorsed candidates, mobilizing them on election day, and, you know, helping our candidates achieve victory on primary day.
And, you know, I think we're talking about Southeast Queens. We're talking about parts of Brooklyn, parts of the Bronx. I mean, as you say,
parts of northern Manhattan. Yes,
this is where our members live. And in a low turnout election, this can be a very powerful thing. And if you've got volunteers out there knocking on the doors, that's also very helpful.
Yeah, this primary day, I think, bore that out, Chris. Although there was low turnout all over the city, we as a union, we had over 250 members and staff and activists out there knocking on doors. We knocked on almost 5,000 doors. We made almost 6,000 calls through our phone banks. So we really can say without any hesitation that our mobilization efforts made a direct impact in the races that we that were victorious on Tuesday.
And, you know, we talk on this show all the time because every once in a while, and I have said this before on the show, every once in a while someone will say, why are we involved in politics? And I have to take a deep breath and explain that everything is connected, and especially for public employees who are under so much pressure in the times in which we live. It is so important that the people that we elect support working families, public service, you know, the role of government, and that is something that we're going to keep on keeping on with, right?
Absolutely. Particularly the city council members. The city council members have a direct impact on so many aspects of how the city agencies and the work sites in which our members work in get funded, right? That is the biggest part of what we do as political action, is making sure that the city council funds a lot of the initiatives that our members work in, the initiatives, the departments, so on and so forth. And I can confidently say that it is always better to have a friendly ear in a member of the city council than someone who does not care and share our values.
And now moving forward to November, in addition to the electoral, the officials that we'll be supporting, we're also talking about the Constitutional Convention, which will be on the ballot.
Absolutely. This is going to be a watershed moment for us this year. The Constitutional Convention, of course, comes around every 20 years. But because of the atmosphere that's happening nationally, because of the anti-worker rhetoric that is coming out of Washington, D.C., it is important that we make sure that the rights that we have inherent in the Constitution remain there. And we will be mobilizing our members to vote no on Election Day.
And we've been very active with that. Now, I mean, we've been talking about that now and the what's at stake. And it's not just about our members' benefits, although I would say if you've got the retirement security of hundreds of thousands of folks in New York at stake, that is a strike at the middle class if this Constitutional Convention goes through.
And that's why we started our operation to vote no back in January, because not only is this issue that important, but it's also an issue that is not known by many members of our union, many members of the public. So we started an education program back in January. Now we're switching over to a mobilization program where we are letting folks know that the day is coming, November 7th. That's when they have to come out to vote no. This is something, again, this is going to be a watershed moment for us here in New York.
DC 37 Political Action Director Jeremy John, the struggle continues. Talk to you soon, brother. That's about all the time we've got on the show. I just want to make a couple of announcements. As we discussed earlier, the DC 37 Education Fund is holding an open house for members to learn about the Ed Fund's courses and benefits. That's Tuesday, September 19th at 4 p.m., from 4 p.m. to about 8:30 at Union Headquarters. For details, you can call 212-815-1700. It's also holding a resume writing workshop on Tuesdays, October 17th and 24th at 6 p.m. at Union Headquarters. To apply, visit our website, www.dc37.net. The DC 37 Organizing Department continues to hold lunchtime meetings at various sites and on various dates across the city. For more information about how you can get involved in a lunchtime meeting, please call 212-815-1095. And finally, MELS, the Municipal Employee Legal Services, reminds you that they provide legal representation to members when applying for citizenship. For more information, call 212-815-1818. I want to thank our guests, DC 37 Education Fund Administrator Diallo Shabazz and DC 37 Political Action Director Jeremy John. I'm Chris Policano. The engineer is Andrea Manocchio. The producer is Rudy Orozco. Until next time, ciao.